In today's news headlines, President Donald Trump claimed on election night from an event at the White House that he had effectively won the presidency, even though several states remained undecided, millions of votes had yet to be counted, and he was behind in the Electoral College vote tally.
We were getting ready to win this election. Frankly, we did win this election.
That's Trump on election night claiming victory before the night was over. He echoed the sentiment on social media, and Twitter and Facebook responded by flagging the statements as false. Democratic nominee Joe Biden slammed these statements as outrageous, unprecedented, and incorrect. Trump's words should come as no surprise, however, considering that he had already laid out his strategy in public ahead of the election. Even his own advisor, Chris Christie, scolded him for claiming victory, saying, "There's just no basis to make that argument tonight." According to Associated Press, as of this recording, Joe Biden has 248 Electoral College votes. That is only 22 shy of the 270 needed to win the presidency. Biden so far leads in the popular vote 50.22% to Trump's 48.16%. Polls showing Biden with a narrow lead in the key states of Texas and Florida proved to be wrong, as Trump won both of those states on Election Day. In Florida, in particular, a surge of Latino voters apparently helped the president have an edge. Biden won the traditionally Republican state of Arizona, as well as New Mexico, and is leading in Nevada. In the key states of Wisconsin and Michigan, Biden leads by a slim margin, while Trump leads in Georgia and North Carolina. In Pennsylvania, more than a million mail-in ballots are yet to be counted, as Trump shows a lead, but that lead could evaporate when the Democratic heavy mail-in votes are included. The Republican Party has sued to block the counting of some mail-in ballots in Pennsylvania. Although Associated Press has declared Biden the winner in Wisconsin, Trump has now said that his campaign will demand a recount of Wisconsin's votes, even though he had been claiming there should be no vote counting after the election. On election night, Trump also wanted vote counting to continue in Arizona, but not in Pennsylvania. Mr. Biden has already set a record for winning more votes than any other presidential candidate in U.S. history, including the previous record holder Barack Obama. On election night, Biden gave an optimistic assessment.
We knew this was going to go long, but who knew we're going to go into maybe tomorrow morning, maybe even longer. But look, we feel good about where we are. We really do. I'm here to tell you tonight, we believe we're on track to win this election.
That's Joe Biden on election night. His campaign manager, Jen O'Malley Dillon, announced on Wednesday that he will win Wisconsin, Nevada, Michigan, and Pennsylvania, thereby cinching the election soon. As Trump held a potential COVID-19 super spreader event inside the White House, with hundreds of people crowded around one another without masks, outside, protesters gathered in Black Lives Matter Plaza. The Washington Post described it, saying, quote, "A carnival-like atmosphere pervaded the streets around the White House early Tuesday night, but the scene gradually grew more tense and gave way to moments of friction as the outcome of the election remained in flux as of 12:15 a.m. Wednesday. Just a handful of supporters of President Trump were among the crowd," end of quote. One activist spoke to a reporter explaining why he was there.
"There's so much more work to be done outside of voting. Like, if we're tomorrow, we'll be back and we'll be protesting. We've been protesting for 150 plus days or something. Voting is like the baseline of what you should do in a democratic society. But there's a lot of work that needs to be done to actually make change, especially in terms of Black Lives Matter, Queer Lives Matter, Latinx Lives Matter, Black Indigenous people. Voting isn't going to fix that, especially not in the short term. If you go cast your vote tomorrow, or today rather, and let's say hypothetically Biden does win, police violence doesn't magically just stop. Racial injustice doesn't magically just end because we have a new president now."
That's one of hundreds of activists gathered outside the White House on election night. Meanwhile, D.C. police are investigating the stabbing of four people associated with the Proud Boys men's nationalist pro-Trump group at the protests. The injuries were not life-threatening. Overall, the entire election was conducted without the violence that many feared would transpire. Control of the U.S. Senate is also at stake in the November 3rd election. And while Democrats were hoping to wrest control from Republicans, that is looking increasingly unlikely. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell handily beat Democrat Amy McGrath, and top Republican Lindsey Graham pushed past his challenger, Jamie Harrison, on Tuesday night. By Wednesday, Susan Collins of Maine officially won her race, beating Sarah Gideon. While Democrats flipped two red seats blue in Colorado with John Hickenlooper and in Arizona with Mark Kelly, Republican Tommy Tuberville beat Senator Doug Jones in Alabama, flipping that seat back to red. In House races, all four members of the so-called Squad easily won re-election. They include popular progressive congresswomen of color, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib, and Ayanna Pressley. In fact, the ranks of the Squad increased with a win by Cori Bush in Missouri, who now becomes the first black woman to represent that state in Congress. Additionally, three progressives from New York won, Jamal Bowman, as well as Richie Torres and Mondaire Jones, the nation's first two black openly gay representatives. New Mexico's entire delegation to the House of Representatives is now three women of color, including indigenous freshman Congresswoman Deb Holland, who won re-election. Republicans counted Marjorie Taylor Greene's election to Congress as a victory. Taylor Greene is a white conservative member of the Trump-supporting QAnon cult that holds bizarre conspiratorial and racist beliefs. Notable Democratic wins in state legislatures include Delaware's Sarah McBride, who becomes the nation's first transgender state senator. Kim Jackson in Georgia and Tori Harris in Tennessee became their state's first openly gay state lawmakers. In California, the nation's most populous and one of the most liberal states, a number of critical ballot propositions were being closely watched. The most expensive measure in the state's history, Proposition 22, sponsored by the rideshare companies Lyft and Uber, won. The proposition overturned a state law that would have forced companies to treat gig workers as employees. Stock values for both corporations rose after Election Day. Californians also rejected a rent control measure in a state racked with high housing prices after property owners lobbied heavily against it. Two criminal justice reform measures reflected the state's easing positions on incarceration, as Prop 17 passed, allowing parolees to vote. And Prop 20, which would have toughened sentences, failed. Most notably, District Attorney Jackie Lacey is on track to lose her seat to challenger George Gascon. Lacey is a pro-police DA who faced mass sustained protests by Black Lives Matter activists. And finally, in wins for progressives, Florida voters approved a $15 an hour minimum wage, Colorado passed a paid family leave bill, and rejected a 22-week abortion ban. Arizona, New Jersey, Montana, and South Dakota legalized recreational cannabis use, while Mississippi voters approved of medical marijuana. But in a major loss, Louisiana voters approved a measure stating that abortion is not a constitutional right. And that does it for our news headlines.